91X News.
It's 27 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A woman is dead and both a male suspect and a police officer are in hospital following an incident last night at a home in Tweed. Provincial police were called to a domestic dispute on Victoria Street just before 9:30 p.m. when police arrived and one officer was attacked by a man. Shots were fired and the male suspect was arrested, and when police entered the home, they found the body of a woman. That body has now been identified as 19-year-old Cammy Keller of Tweed. Both the officer and the 22-year-old suspect were taken to Belleville General Hospital. Police say the officer was later released and the suspect was transferred to Kingston General with serious injuries. Two Frankford residents have been arrested and charged after threatening to kill their neighbors. Quinty West OPP attended a Diamond Street residence in Frankford yesterday and were told from the residents that their neighbors threatened to kill them. They also threatened to burn down their house. 44-year-old William Martin and 45-year-old Diana Mabey were both arrested and charged. Martin was held for bail and Mabey was released with a court date on July 7th. Postal workers in Edmonton and Calgary are on strike, the latest in a series of Canadian cities to be hit by 24-hour rotating walkouts. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the Alberta cities were chosen because they're suffering from a chronic shortage of Canada Post workers. But Anna Beal, president of the union local in Calgary, says she feels a resolution to the dispute isn't far off.
I always am optimistic because the Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers have been negotiating for 40 years. And each side is aware of how the other side approaches different kinds of things and all the negotiating parts of it. And I'm optimistic that we can reach an agreement fairly soon.
Canada Post spokesman John Hamilton says the strikes in Calgary and Edmonton are unnecessary. He says the union has not responded to management's latest offer. The 44th annual Loyalist College Convocation Ceremonies get underway tomorrow. Two ceremonies are scheduled for tomorrow and two for Friday. Guest speaker Mandy Bonesteel, the 2010 Premier's Award winner in the Health and Sciences category, will begin at 10 a.m. and Loyalist first student Charles Benson will address graduates at 2:30 p.m. Around 100 unionized employees at the Naranpak paper mill in Trenton will be laid off indefinitely, with the last shift coming this Saturday. The company says the operation lost $7.7 million and it wants more innovation and flexibility from employees. New Democrat opposition leader Jack Layton is upset over the hacking of the Conservative Party's website. Layton says no one should be posting false messages about someone being sent to the hospital, even as a prank.
There is nothing funny about this. That hacking should not have happened. Playing around with somebody's health in a public environment like that, making ridiculous, as it turns out, fortunately, statements is dangerous and wrong.
A message posted on the Tory website yesterday said Prime Minister Stephen Harper was helicoptered to a hospital after choking on his breakfast. The hoax sent newsrooms in Ottawa scrambling, but the Prime Minister's office quickly issued a statement saying Harper was fine and the party's website had been hacked. At least nine high school students from Penticton, B.C. were injured, one seriously, after a deadly highway crash last night involving their school bus. The bus was taking 14 students and a teacher to Penticton from Kelowna when an oncoming car crossed the center line and hit the bus. The car's driver was killed, while nine students and the bus driving teacher were hurt, as was the driver of a second car that got hit. Police think heavy rain at the time may have been a factor. Toronto-based writer Alison Pick is coming to Belleville. Pick's novel Far to Go is nominated for the Ontario Library Association's prestigious Evergreen Award. Pick said she tried to distinguish Far to Go from the other Holocaust novels out there.
The Holocaust has been done so frequently, but I also really tried to distinguish my book in certain ways. So, for example, I knew that I didn't want to set anything in the concentration camps, and I tried to have the contemporary narrator sort of shed a different light on that story that takes place so far in the past.
Pick will be reading at the Belleville Public Library Thursday at 6:30. The outbreak of a deadly new strain of E. coli in Germany appears to have peaked. ABC's Linda Alban has more from London.
Germany's health minister has expressed cautious optimism, pointing to the decline in the number of new infections. But weeks after the outbreak of E. coli, the source of the infection remains a mystery. First, it was thought to be killer cucumbers from Spain, then homegrown bean sprouts from Saxony. All wrong, so there's no all clear yet. And a Spanish minister brandishing what he described as a much maligned cucumber is demanding millions in compensation.
A Toronto area man this week became Canada's first known E. coli case linked to the European outbreak. He'd visited Germany last month. A Belleville man who was one of the finalists for a job as Charlie Sheen's intern has accepted an offer to work for Ryan Seacrest instead. 22-year-old Philip Holland says for him, it's a dream job.
If I could pick anything in the world, if I could pick someone, anyone in Hollywood to intern for, it would be Ryan Seacrest.
Palin starts as an intern at Ryan Seacrest Productions on July 5th. That's 91X News at 12:05. Sports is next.
Feel great and get into shape with Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation. Copperfields members enjoy an indoor swimming pool, whirlpool, steam room, sauna, weights, Zumba aerobics, and exercise machines galore. Attention students, get a full-service membership from now until September 1st for just $199. Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation, 421 Dundas Street, West Trenton, 392-1825.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final goes tonight in Boston with Vancouver holding a 2-1 lead. Vancouver goalie Roberto Luongo says the Canucks aren't going to change things just because they lost last game 8-1.
Score doesn't really matter. I mean, we're in the playoffs and it's all about winning a game, right? So as a team, we got to look at it. We lost the game and we just got to get back to doing the things we do. And no matter what the score is of the game, we had to keep playing our game and not deviate from that game plan. And that's what made us successful all year. Whether we're trailing by 2 goals or up by 2 goals, we've got to play our game and not move from that.
The Toronto Blue Jays look to make it 2 straight against the Kansas City Royals. Adam Lind and J.Pierre Encivia both hammered to lead Toronto to an 8-5 victory last night. Carlos Villanueva gets the mound for Toronto while Kansas City counters with Danny Duffy. Dirk Nowitzki scored 10 of his 21 points during a fourth-quarter comeback to lead the Dallas Mavericks past the visiting Miami Heat 86-83 last night in the NBA Final. With the win, Dallas tied the best-of-seven series at 2 games apiece. Heat guard Dwayne Wade says fourth-quarter mistakes were costly for Miami.
We didn't win the game. We had opportunity. But, you know, I felt that we played very hard. We did some of the things that we wanted to do. You know, too many turnovers in the fourth quarter as a team. You know, myself, I had two. But we gave ourselves a chance. And, you know, that's the only thing we came here to do.
The fifth contest is scheduled for tomorrow night in Dallas. It appears Winnipeg's new NHL franchise has dipped into the Chicago Blackhawks front office for its general manager. A league source says Winnipeg has hired Blackhawks assistant general manager Kevin Cheveldayoff with the announcement to be made sometime today. The Ottawa Senators' top farm team has won the AHL's Calder Cup. Ryan Keller snapped a 2-2 tie in the third period and Robin Lehner made 33 saves as the Binghamton Senators edged the Houston Arrows 3-2 to wrap up the title in 6 games. And Tiger Woods' pursuit of Jack Nicklaus' record of 18 major titles will have to wait. Woods has pulled out of next week's U.S. Open because of lingering issues with his left leg. Woods hasn't won a major since the 2008 U.S. Open, which was his 14th. He hasn't won a tournament in his last 22 starts. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, sunny with a high of 29. UV index 8 or very high. Tonight, clear early this evening, then cloudy periods with 30% chance of showers overnight. Risk of a thunderstorm overnight as well with a low of 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods and a 30% chance of showers in the morning with the risk of a thunderstorm. Clearing in the afternoon with a high of 26 with the temperature falling to about 22 in the afternoon. And Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20. At 12:09, it's 27 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.